Feel better than me recording the news.
I thought you had it there on that 10th take.
I don't know what's wrong with me today. I'm so tired.
I think we determined what's wrong with the words on your page.
Yes. So. I may have had to do some additional tweaking.
Some editing.
Yes.
Maybe it was way too early for ever wrote that news as well.
I think so. Copy and pasting the news doesn't always work well.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, I'm a little sleepy pants. I had a good weekend.
Yeah.
Thanks for not asking.
Sorry. No. I thought I was building to it.
Yeah, I don't even know what I did Friday.
Sit in your house?
Oh, we had a going away happy hour for one of our employees is moving to Hawaii.
Oh, that's a little bit of a hop and a skip.
A little bit. Yeah, her husband got transferred out there.
Oh,
so.
Coast Guarder. Can I pry all the personal details?
It's actually paint.
Oh, wow.
He works for a paint company.
I've always heard of the lucrative paint moves.
Hey, gets them to Maui for crying out loud.
Every 3 years, you can expect a big paint move in that industry.
I know. Good luck, Lau and Blake. And then I went boating Saturday.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was good. Beautiful weather. Myself and a couple other people were like, okay, we'll all go together and we'll leave at like 1 and then mm-hmm. we'll leave there at like 5. So we don't want to stay out there for hours and hours.
You're talking my type of boat day.
So cut to me getting a ride back later with somebody else.
Yeah.
Because it was so nice out. I didn't want to leave. I was like a little kid.
That's funny.
I wish I did not leave my flip-flops on the boat I took out. But there you go.
There you go.
But yeah, me and Leia had a good time.
Good.
Yeah, if you it's public, if you look on my Facebook page, you can see the video of Leia climbing the ladder to get back on the boat.
She's so skilled. She's a better boater than I am, Kathy.
I know.
Like
she stays out there all day. You wouldn't.
No. I'd be like, is there something I could watch Bravo on?
Well, it's hard to like hang out in the sandbar with high heels, I think.
That would be another part of the problem that I would
have.
You
would keep sinking, I think.
Although I do appreciate that is like the ultimate pedicure, just to like rub your feet in the
sand. It really is. Yeah. I do that. My feet look fantastic today.
Yeah, I could use that right now.
And then while I'm sitting there too, I may give myself a lower leg scrub as well.
Just
so
like
it's like a spa treatment.
It's a spa treatment.
It
just,
is.
You know, while
really
you're eating
is.
A pub sub too.
Yes. Well, we don't really do the pub subs.
Really? What do you do?
It's usually chicken.
Okay.
And we usually somebody brings the Dion's.
Okay.
And then somebody brings the tenders from Publix.
Yes.
So we represent Good. Both.
It's nice to
chickens.
See that both chickens are represented in your boating day.
Yeah.
That's
true
pretty
story.
Critical.
It is. These are the things, the issues of our day. That we decided to address.
Do you drink both Trulies and White Claws too?
There was a variety out there.
A variety pack?
I personally did the
Claws
and the Bud Light.
Ain't no laws when you're drinking Claws.
Ain't no laws. That's
this
right.
Free promo for White Claws.
I know, right?
Send us some White Claws.
Black cherry though, only.
Yeah. Yeah. I occasionally like a lime because I am a vodka soda with a lime girl.
Yeah, I don't drink vodka because everybody has asked me not to drink vodka.
It's not a positive effect.
I am that like 22-year-old crazy.
This is what I love.
Like,
because you're a pretty good, you know, you're a pretty good drinker. Like I admire your stamina.
I do have pretty good stamina.
Yeah. But everyone has that like toxic. Like,
it's
don't
vodka
drink that.
For me. Although in martini form, I seem to do fine.
That's what I was going to say. I've seen you put down some martinis before.
Yeah, but back in the day.
The vermouth balances you.
Yeah, it really does. It's all the juices in the martini.
Yes, yeah. All that extra mixers they put in a martini.
You and I had a typical Sunday last weekend.
Yes, we went to
brunch. We brunched.
Yeah, we brunched.
We socially distanced brunched.
It was delicious.
Yes.
I actually think, are we allowed to say
it? We can say it, they're a sponsor.
Okay, well, Hot Tin Roof is where we went. And I have to say, I think they're doing it really well there. I don't know
how you felt about it. I do too. Yeah, I felt pretty distanced and all that stuff.
When you walk in, there's a little bit of a backup.
Yeah.
But it's just, people are trying to get in the air conditioning.
And that's just the way
it is.
It's set up.
Yeah.
They're not used to having to adjust for groups, I guess. You know, like, that's not how they normally do it. So,
well, and I'm also going to say, like, no matter what time my reservation says it is, I bum rush in there like as soon as they open up because I want my table and my food to start now.
I got there before you.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell me my reservation starts at noon and I'm going to show up at like 11:30 and press my face against the glass.
Yeah, I know. And I was not very nice. I got my mimosa before you got there.
You were fine. Hey.
I was like, I'm not waiting. Give it.
You didn't get a first plate without me, which I probably would have done. I'd be like, you know what? Yeah. Can we just go ahead and put in 5 of these?
Yeah. We have different brunch styles too.
Yeah, because I am like, I like all the food at once.
You also like, you start off lighter.
Yeah, I avoid breads to begin with.
But you end with that, which is fascinating to me.
Because I don't want to load up too early and then not have room. Okay. Like, I'm tricking my
body. Which is what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to start with breakfast.
And that makes sense.
Yeah.
I used to do that. But then I look at it like this. I'm trying.
I'm such an amateur.
Well, what your tactic is to fill in the cracks. You know, like you layer it down and then you're filling in the cracks.
Yeah.
What would help is if you had gotten up and down and jumped a little bit.
Yeah.
Like just to shimmy it.
I should have gone for a little walk.
Yeah. Yeah. Put some ceviche in there at the end.
They had really good waffles. I didn't have to get 2 waffle dishes probably.
Yeah.
But it was delicious.
I actually like the next day I was like, you know what? I should have gotten a second of this.
Yeah,
like,
right.
There was something that came to mind.
Brunch
like,
regrets.
Yeah.
And then after brunch, you did something that I don't think you've ever done before.
I watched a professional hockey game.
Yes, she did.
I lost my hockey virginity.
She came with me to watch the Bruins.
I think I did okay watching.
You did? Yeah.
I enjoy watching sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I enjoy the competitive, like, the cheering and stuff. I just can't commit to a team or a season.
That's very telling. Should we delve deep into that?
Well, I mean, like, and look, I have, like, teams, like, my teams that my parents and my brothers have, like, I support. I'm a great girl to date someone who's particularly into a team.
I mean, that's good, because, you'll just,
I'll just kind of fall in. Unless the colors are really awful.
Yeah.
Like, I dated a guy that went to LSU, and I was like, ooh, purple and ghetto gold, like, I am not.
Ew. Yeah,
I'm like,
I can't
where's
do
your
that.
Trailer?
Yeah. That's a problem I have with the Bruins, with the black and gold.
Yeah, when you put gold in your,
it's not good. I mean, don't get me wrong. I work it.
Yeah,
but it's not my fave.
It's really saying something there. Yeah. It's like it's setting an expectation. Like so my family are Browns fans.
Mm-hmm.
If you're pulling off orange and brown,
oh god!
But you really have an expectation of where you're gonna. You're like, I don't expect to win everything.
Yeah.
I'm wearing orange and brown.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. Yeah, it's like they didn't even think about that when they were picking team colors.
Well, it's Cleveland. They're probably like, what's the first 2 colors we see? Orange and brown. Let's go with that.
Ah, summer.
And I say that with total love for Cleveland.
Like, I know. We all know.
I honestly feel like Cleveland is just one of the best cities because, like, we just take the hits and keep on going.
Yes, you do.
I mean, it's Cleveland. You got to love it.
I can say that all very, like, nice, condescendingly because of my city.
Yeah, you're from a fancy city, and that's fine. You know what? Cleveland was once a fancy city, and look what happened to it.
Okay. All right. Shh. It's okay. Drink some coffee. Not in the studio.
Not in the studio. I'll run outside and drink that.
I did happen to notice that you have an excellent mug, travel mug.
It's a Below Deck mug.
Yes.
And it's Below Deck Med. It references a few seasons ago, and it says June Henna, which is the radio call heard around the world that season.
Hannah could never find June. And by the way, wasn't that only last season?
Yeah, I guess it was. It was. But, you know, the hard thing is because we have regular Below Deck mixed
I know.
In there.
And then,
so it's like I always kind of timestamp things for people.
So Below Deck Med was always sort of the bastard stepchild of the franchise.
Yes, it was.
Until now.
Yeah.
And things have gotten crazy. If you've never watched the show, do yourselves a favor. And it's on demand, and it's on Hulu, it's on Peacock, like
on
Below Deck Med this season. Get on it.
The great thing about Below Deck, and I was saying this because I just had a friend who started watching Below Deck. She's staying in a condo right now that has cable.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, oh my God, I'm in the rabbit hole. And I was like, well, welcome. Get down in the dirt with me.
Yeah. Get down here.
Get down here in this dark, dark, cold place. But the thing about Below Deck, which I appreciate on that show, is the cast, like 80% of the cast changes every season.
Yes.
So there's not this extreme amount of ego or plotting in off season, because they get on that boat, they don't know who they're with.
Like some other reality shows where they they sort of preload the controversies. Yeah, and stuff.
And they have beef from year to year, and in this, there's just not that opportunity for
right.
beef.
It's usually the same captain.
Yeah.
Who on most of the franchises
we like
is like background person because the show is called Below Deck, meaning what happens below deck.
Yeah,
not in the wheelhouse. Exactly. Captain Sandy. Yeah, we have issues with Sandy.
Well, and you know what? This is another thing too. I realized this today in my deep thoughts about Below Deck, which I frequently have to text Kathy about, be like, theory.
We think about this way too much. Way too much.
You know,
I wonder why we're single.
And I know you've been a Malia fan.
Well,
let me say, I think we kind of, and I was the same way. I was excited to see Malia at first.
I did not like her first season.
I did not like her.
She's the bosun this year.
Yes. Started out liking
her. I thought, wow, she's really like controlling this deck and she looks great. And she's like, she's doing a great job of owning her position and blah, blah, blah.
But I think she's, I think we're going to see a dirty turn.
Yes, we are.
And this is another
thing. It's on tonight, by the way.
This is what I realized about Malia that's bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
She calls herself a girl boss, which drives me up a wall because I'm like, just be a boss.
I don't think I noticed that.
She's called herself, like she's like said like hashtag girl bosses and stuff like that. And it might also just be seen it on Twitter from her. But I don't like that. I'm like, no, I'm just a boss.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to mention gender.
I get it.
Someone who is a boss.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's so that I think that's part of the reason that she and Sandy have been annoying me is because they do pull this girl boss.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, I spent about 12 years or so working on boats, and I was a mate a lot of the time, and I'd had situations where, like, we're docking the boat, and a guy, a passenger, would literally try to take the line out of my hand because I can't. I'm just a blonde girl who can't do it. So when they were like, okay, we've got Captain Sandy, Malia's the bosun, Hannah's chief stew. It was such like the females were all in control, and I love that.
I love that concept. Yeah. However, I think two of the females have been super shady to another female.
I do,
and we're seeing that implode.
Agreed.
It just was so delightful when someone was like, "I've started watching Below Deck," and I'm like, "Hi,
it's nice.
Just sign your soul right here."
Yeah, it's so even if you're like, I don't like reality shows, or
this
even if
so good.
You know, it's not Housewives, it's different. Yeah. You get to see all these people, male and female, working on these super yachts,
really working too.
And that was like a wicked accent right there. Super yachts, I can't say it. In these amazing locations.
And they also then have these guests that come in. And
oh, yeah, right.
Are there for like two episodes.
Yeah.
So you don't drown in like one particular guest's, you know, personality or attitude.
Yep.
So I think that also makes it really great
because
it kind of like lets you bring
they
in.
They come in. Yeah. That's right. That's a very good point. How it brings like a little bit of a freshness to the episode.
Yes.
Like every two episodes.
Yeah.
Reset.
Yes. No, I do love that.
It's such a good format. So the format is like getting ready for the charter.
Mm-hmm.
The charter's like two episodes, and then they go out after the charter
and then start over
drunk.
Yeah.
And then things happen, and then they start over again.
And I just think it's so interesting, too, because they're kind of resetting with every arrival of new guest. So, like, the chef had a fantastic, you know, session, like, you know, charter the time before, and then he has a bad charter.
Kiko.
Or we just see them kind of like also, we've seen.
I don't know if I can talk about Kiko.
But we've seen seasons where they've autopiloted, and they're basically making the same meals every
Leon.
Single.
Excuse
Even
me.
Adam, let's face it, Adam. soup and salad.
Soup and salad.
Which, don't get me wrong, I love
Who
it.
Who doesn't love it?
When I'm at a TGI Fridays.
Yes.
Or a Ruby
But
Tuesdays.
If I'm paying $1 billion.
Yeah, if there's a day of the week in the name, I'm all for it. But if I'm on a yacht.
Yeah. This season's really good to watch, too, because we finally had a chef that was like the sweetest guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Super nice. He was so lovable. We wanted him to be our like emotional support chef.
Yeah.
And he got hosed.
Yeah. By Captain Sandy, a.k.a. the lurker.
Yeah. So we've always tried to give Captain Sandy the benefit of the doubt. Stephanie.
You more than me. I will fully admit that.
I know.
She's graded me from the start.
I know.
She's too motivational.
I know. But, yeah, she has way crossed the line. And you should follow me and Stephanie on Twitter because we live tweet this stuff.
And Captain Sandy has memorized every single Successories poster there ever was and just repeats it constantly.
Oh my God, that's so true.
On screen. You see that canoe? I can captain the canoe, but that doesn't mean I can captain a yacht. And, like, she's just the worst.
If you teach a man to fish. Yeah, she's got every.
Yeah, horrible. Horrible cliched thing.
Yeah. When you see her put her hands in the praying position.
How was dinner?
She's, and then she's getting grimaces. Ready to screw somebody yeah. over.
She grimaces after she
Yes, she does. Like, she doesn't want to hear your answer. Why'd you ask, Sandy? Mm-hmm. Why'd you ask? Yeah, we're very upset with her.
She did announce on Tuesday she's going to be Instagramming live and live Facebooking, and she's like, get all your hate out. And I'm like, oh, I don't think you want to invite this party, Sandy.
Do you know people are still, like,
fighting on your
Twitter? Fighting on my Twitter feed. Actually, nobody's even fighting. Everybody's just, like
burning, building an effigy and planning when to burn yeah, it.
From a tweet from 2 weeks ago.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone on Facebook today was like, somebody told me that, like, Facebook is a better place for discussion. I'm like, no. Or not Facebook, Twitter.
Twitter.
I was like, no, because people just fight on Twitter, like, nonstop.
It's crazy that, like, it was a tweet that I pretty much, like, was ripping Sandy apart. And it's resonated, apparently, 2 weeks ago.
It's the tweet of America right
so
now.
So tonight, it's on tonight. Stephanie and I, we'll both be live tweeting. And we usually talk to each other on Twitter and texting.
Sometimes our tweets are just Kathy and I talking back and forth. And they're like, you want to go to brunch?
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
It's like, oh my God, my dog has to pee. I'm behind.
Yeah. Ugh, well,
my dog always has to pee at 9:10.
I've had a talk with Stanley. He likes to go to bed like about 8:55. So it's kind of good
That's
for him.
That's good. Yeah.
Because he'll be asleep until after it's over.
Leia doesn't do that for me. And then tonight on Watch What Happens Live, Malia and Bugsy. We haven't even talked about Bugsy and her 800 hair clips.
She's an adult woman who calls herself Bugsy. So ruminate on that.
And isn't her real name like Christina or something?
Yeah.
It's not like a horrible first name.
No. Well, basically, they call her Bugsy because she looks so much like Bugs Bunny and has never grown into those cheeks. I'm sorry.
No. And I love her little glow up she had after her season where she definitely, like, I don't know, she blossomed into what she feels is an Instagram influencer.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And she does do a heck of a tablescape.
She does. But,
having said that, I'll be ripping her apart on Twitter from 9 to 10 p.m.
She
tonight.
Says things like, I fell in love with a boy at 14, and then he said he didn't love me. And
oh my God,
I've always
been
afraid of relationships since.
I'm like, from a 14-year-old?
What relationship are you going to have at 14? Was this an arranged marriage?
I know.
And he turned you away?
I know.
Like, what? How did this?
It's so weird.
How can I ever take a chance on love again? 16 years later. You are literally in your 30s. Let me tell you something, sweetie. Start taking a chance.
Take a chance. Yeah, that was so weird to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm beginning to think it's not the 14-year-old that dumped you. It's the 55 hair clips that you have on your head.
It makes it heavy. Heavy is the head that wears the
55
hair clips.
Asterite. Yeah. There's a plague that is hitting Bravo that's called numerous hair clips.
They have an accessories issue. It's like Claire's went out of business and they snatched it all up.
I think when they lost Project Runway, a curse was put on Bravo.
Oh.
That they could never accessorize every show correctly again.
You know,
it's a spell.
I think you're onto something there.
We need Tim Gunn to, like, come undo his hex.
What did you do, Tim Gunn?
Yeah.
What did you do?
A curse upon you.
So we only have a couple more minutes. Some people are like, thank God.
I know. Some people are like, can somebody tell me what the boating's going to be like today? Anybody? Our fish in the
beautiful,
water?
Beautiful, by the way. We also have on Bravo, what do we have? We have...
Let's double down on more Bravo.
Yeah.
We have...
Beverly Hills in New York.
Yes. At Housewives.
And
we have...
Both are barely watchable.
Yes. We're having Million Dollar Listing LA.
Yes, that's delightful. And I like Backyard Envy, which is a new show.
I did watch part of it this weekend.
Yeah.
But the real nugget that I haven't even cracked open yet, Selling Sunset is back.
Shut up. When?
It released like Friday. Yeah.
I didn't know.
We've been neglectful. Which
Selling Sunset is on Netflix.
Yeah. And if you like Josh Hartley from This Is Us, maybe don't watch this season is what I'm hearing.
Oh.
People are like, please write him off. This Is Us.
I had to look him up when she talked about him. I don't watch that show.
Well, he was originally on Young and the Restless. He was
okay.
He was an Adam.
He's a handsome devil.
He is, but doesn't sound like he's the nicest guy. Because, like, on the day that her mother passed away, a statement came out from him saying he does not regret divorcing her.
That's cold.
That's, maybe you want to check that Instagram feed first, buddy, before.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Selling Sunset is by Adam DeVello, who brought us The Hills in Laguna mm-hmm. Beach. So it's filmed in that beautiful, like, movie level definition.
If you love real estate and grown women being shady to each other, this is a show for you.
Yes, because I don't think we have the real estate show anymore on here. So that will be your fix.
That will help you out.
Yes.
Actually.
Yeah. We don't actually see them really doing much of the selling, by the way.
Yeah. Never much of the
selling. We're not sure if they're working there or not. But the two little guys are.
Yeah. They're always they're legit. Jumping around.
Aren't they Maurizio's? Are they agency?
The agency. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to look at that. I might be just making things up. Maybe they started with him and then went out on their own. Because he was on, they were on, like an older one.
Mauricio is like on every single show like that has, if there's like a for sale sign in the background of a scene, Mauricio is like jumping around it.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm 100% okay with that. I love Mauricio.
He could have been on Modern Family.
Yes. With Phil, that would
he
have
wouldn't
awesome.
Have known that it was a scripted show.
No, he would just be stoned.
Yes.
All right. I think on that note.
Yeah, I actually have to go to a meeting now.
Yes, I have to go to my other job as well.
Yes. Well, thanks for spending this time with us.
Yeah.
America.
Thank you so much for coming in. Thanks, Gwen Filosa, for going on vacation.
Yeah.
So we could do this.
Because I don't get invited on a show otherwise.
Yeah. Oh God.
No, that's a
can hit. Open worms everywhere. Tomorrow my guest will be Hayes Blinkman.
Hayes.
And, so
yeah, and we talked about all the Bravo stuff. She's got nothing to add.
We got some news coming up if I can record it, and I'll be back with you guys tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. ish, and that's about it. So keep it right here on